Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Jen Dalton on the line, and she is founder and CEO of Brand Mirror. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Jen. So when I saw this topic, I'm like, this is the way we kick off the new year. So crafting an authentic personal brand that feels real. So excited to get your input and really insight into what it takes to create that type of brand. And just to get us started, let's start this episode as we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Jen, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Jen, what mission matters to you?
When I think of why I started my business and really launched almost 10 years ago, it's hard to believe this year will be my 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
I know. Thank you so much. It really shows up in the name of the business. I want to help people reflect on their personal purpose and mission, reflect on their company's purpose and mission, and then really use that to help differentiate themselves and stand out. And so when I think about the purpose and the mission of Brand Mirror and the work I do, it's really to help individuals discover their purpose and passion. It's to help move the needle on their visibility and impact. So it's all about reflection and standing out.
So that's awesome. First off, love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share like what gets them fired up, what gets them up and out there into the marketplace wanting to make a difference. So awesome to have you on the show. And so just taking it maybe a step further, so like how did you get on this path of this journey to helping people with their brand?
Sure. Well, I have grown up in a family of entrepreneurs. My grandparents were entrepreneurs. My parents were entrepreneurs. And so after about 10 years doing corporate branding and marketing, I really wanted to step back and think about what will be meaningful for me. What do I want to do? What's the impact I want to make, the change I want to see in the world? And I went back to get my executive MBA at Georgetown to help me figure that out. I knew I wanted to start my own business. I just wasn't exactly sure what that looked like, other than I knew it was going to be branding and marketing strategy. And as it turned out, many of my classmates had the same dilemma. They were trying to figure out who do they want to be next as a leader, and had also gone back to grad school for the same thing, to pay lots of money to hopefully get a promotion and be in the C-suite or go launch their own business. And many of them weren't able to communicate their value. They weren't able to step back and understand what is it that makes them unique, what is it that helps them stand out from the crowd. And, you know, personal branding is not personal bragging. It's really about knowing that your value needs to be communicated clearly in order to connect with the right audience. And so I always tell my clients, telepathy is not a strategy, right? But we're not selling you as a product. You're a person, you're a brand, you have a reputation. And just making sure that you're showing up in the most intentional, effective, and efficient way possible is critical. And so many of my classmates were some of my first clients. And then I went on from there to really work with lots of startups. And now I work with startups as well still. And I also work with CEOs and bigger companies who realize the value of the personal brand of the CEO and the executive team and any individual that's client-facing, honestly, because they make up the brand of the organization.
So I feel like, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like for me mentally, this whole idea of a personal brand once upon a time, it only really, you think about like celebrities mm-hmm. or things like that, or athletes or people, they think, okay, endorsement deals. When I used to think of personal brands. And now as time's gone on, and I don't know, I think it might have been social media. I don't really know what the exact spot was, but at some point, it made it necessary for everyone, in my opinion, to think of their personal brand. I don't care where you're working, what position, if you're back office, front office, sales, CEO, leadership. I mean, everybody's thinking now of their brand and should be, in my opinion, if they want to stay relevant in whatever it is that they choose to do. Can you talk a little bit more about what you've noticed in this evolution of a personal brand?
Absolutely. I mean, the first time personal brand came up was in 1997 in a Times Magazine article about the brand called You, and that's been a long time. But it's really taken off, and I would say it's taken off in two ways, one of which I don't think is the best way to use it, and one of which I think is really powerful. And so like many things, right, something can be used for good and authenticity, and something can also be monetized in a not authentic, genuine way. And so I think there are, you know, folks who have built their personal brand, but it's all about the money, it's all about the sale, it's all about whatnot, which is totally fine. However, I think for folks who start from a place of authenticity and genuinely want to make a difference, and it doesn't matter if they're famous or not, it matters that the people who need to know about them, and they make the biggest impact possible. But it's done genuinely and authentically, and it's mission-driven. I think those are the brands, especially now, the individual brands, the reputation, people with a reputation that's trustworthy and genuine and sincere, that are really connecting with their audiences in a meaningful way. I mean, I can think of a great celebrity example, you know, Betty White, who unfortunately passed away right before her 100th birthday, but she was very genuine, very authentic, and just was herself and connected with people and made them laugh. And that's a great personal brand, a great reputation. I think people who think of themselves as a product and so aren't necessarily being as authentic as they could be, that's, I think, where you can have a misstep, and people can see through that.
Absolutely. And looking at so this is a marketing show. Lots of business owners, executives, entrepreneurs listen to this because they want, you know, tips and tricks and ways to, you know, further their mission. What are some things, and there's only so much we can cover, obviously, in one podcast episode. I know you could teach a master class, so I don't mean this as a loaded question. I just mean it as a, you know, if somebody's out there listening to this right now and they're thinking about, okay, I've been hearing this thing and maybe it's 2022, I'm finally going to start working on it. Like, what are some of the things that people should consider as first steps when going on that journey?
Sure. I think one of the first things to do is to be really clear on what you stand for. So you can start by thinking about what are your core values. You can start by thinking about what kind of leader are you? What's the impact you want to make? And it could just be at your organization. It could be in your community. It could be nationally. It could be globally. We all get to choose where we want to make a difference. And really recognizing that if you're trying to be a expert, a master at something, and share that knowledge so that others can avoid mistakes we've all made or learned, right, which really is the big differentiator in personal brand, is share what you know so that it can help other people. Then go look and see who else is talking about what you want to talk about, what you want to be known for. Who is your competition? And how does your voice fit into that? So that's a very general articulation. I think if you're a CEO of a company, it's very important to think and recognize that you're the face of the business. 40% of millennials look at the CEO of an organization, and do they even show up and stand out? What do they talk about? What's the community investment of the business? What's the purpose of the business? And so depending on your audience, if you have a very clear personal brand and a very clear message and you are interested in talking about career planning and how you do that with your employees, or if you're interested in talking about the industry you're in and being a thought leader in the industry, that's all seen by people. And those types of marketing campaigns are really, they can be very genuine and give people a window into what's it like to work for you as a leader or to collaborate with you as a strategic partner. So I think those are places where I'm seeing CEOs really think about how do they want to represent the company, the business, who are their audiences that they need to attract and keep, whether it's their employees or whether it's potential talent or anybody in the community they're trying to work with. So those are a few examples of what I see CEOs really focusing on right now.
So switching gears a bit here, I want to go further into your company. So tell me a little bit more about Brand Mirror.
Sure. So for me, as I was looking at my clients for 2022, I love working with individuals and companies who are very clear on, and very willing, I should say, that they want to be purpose-driven, that they want to authentically connect. We can see with sort of the Great Resignation, which continues to go on, that companies need to retain their people. Well, I love working with CEOs who genuinely care about their people and recognize that although they may not be in the best place from a retention or engagement standpoint, if they as a leader really genuinely care and they're trying to be more visible, more intentional with how they engage their people, with how they give visibility to their people, that's a great person for me to work with because I want them to be authentic and to really care. If it's someone who says, hey, can you just zhuzh up my LinkedIn profile? Could I do that? Sure. Is that the most fun? Not quite so much. The other places where, I work with startups where, as an individual, you may have a great reputation and maybe in the company you worked at, but now you want to start a business. So how do we take your existing reputation and leverage that to build a new business? Because that new brand, that new business doesn't have a reputation yet. So thinking through those pieces and, what do you name your company? What's the purpose of the company? What's the mission? How is it differentiated? It's really nice when you figure that out up front. It's harder as an organization to retroactively do that, although it's a very worthwhile exercise if that's a place where you feel like as a company, maybe your mission isn't as clear as you need it to be.
And any specific industries you work with more than others or pretty much industry agnostic, or give us a feel for that?
Sure. A bit industry agnostic. I do a lot of work with law firms, wealth management firms, but also with fintech companies, with restaurants, with Fortune 500 companies. So again, it really goes back to this idea of willingness, right? We want to have people who really want to have a purpose and a mission and make a difference and buy into it, because they're the ones who are the most fun to work with anyways because they get it. It's harder to work with a client who knows they're supposed to do it, but they don't believe in it, because that's not going to work at the end of the day, because the personal brand of the CEO, the personal brand, the reputation, that trickles down and sets the stage for all of your employees. So the CEO has to really be bought in to this idea of being authentic, leading with values, aligning a company's values and how they're showing up day to day, which ends up being the culture, right? All of that happens from a brand standpoint, right? What are the promises you're making to your customers and your employees and your partners? And are you delivering on them? That's all we're talking about, because you're either being consistent and you're delivering on a reputation consistently, or you're not being consistent, which can create confusion and a lot of missed opportunities.
So, Jen, a lot of knowledge, a lot of insight you've given on this. I know we're barely scratching the surface here. If somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Brand Mirror or to connect you and your team, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would love to connect with people on LinkedIn. They can find me at Jennifer V. Dalton at LinkedIn. They can also find me on my website, brandmirror.com, and I've got the same handle on Twitter and Facebook as well. Those are places where I've got a lot of content that they can leverage, but I also do complimentary consults because I'm all about helping people. So if somebody wants to hop on a call and chat about their brand and get an initial sense of here's what I think are some gaps, here's where I would focus, I love doing that. This is my favorite thing to do, that I could do it for hours and forget that I've been working on it for hours.
Love it. Awesome. And what a great story. So first off, Jen, really, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today and learning more about yourself and also Brand Mirror and how you're helping your clients. And we'll put all those show notes or all those links and things like that to connect with you in the show notes. So happy to do that. So my audience can just head on right over and check it out and connect with you and your team. And to the audience, if this is your first time you've tuned in to Mission Matters, we're a platform that's all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and really having them share their mission, why they do what they do, to share any tips or insights they can get from their experience. And if that's content that interests you, we definitely encourage you to subscribe, because we have many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs and individuals coming on the line, and we don't want you to miss anything. And Jen, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.